الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول ولا تبطلوا أعمالكم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, this verse that I recited to you, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول, O believers, obey Allah and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Do not invalidate, do not nullify, do not destroy your good deeds, your a'mal. It's a verse of the 26th juz. Throughout the Quran, there are several verses wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to obey Allah and to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So of course, after bringing iman, we have to do good deeds, righteous deeds, pious deeds. And this becomes the means of our entrance into Jannah, into paradise. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lengthy hadith, in fact it is a hadith, a Qudsi, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala says, and right at the end of that hadith, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ. It is your a'mal, your deeds that I record for you, I gather for you. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ. On the day of Qiyamah, when a person sees his deeds, and he sees khayr, he sees good, that he has done a lot of good deeds, then فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ, he should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. But whoever finds otherwise, he does not find good deeds, he just sees evil deeds, bad deeds, then he should not blame but himself. So throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about performing good deeds. In one verse of the Holy Quran, in the fourth para, very beautiful verses, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the alternation of the day and the night, and that a believer or the believers, those who have intelligence, they praise Allah, they make the dhikr of Allah, they remember Allah in the standing position, in the sitting position, whilst lying down, whilst looking at the skies and the earth, and then they come to this firm conclusion, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Allah, you have not created all this in vain. There is a purpose for us to ponder and reflect over your greatness, your oneness, tawheed, and believing in you, O Allah, in your might, your power, your supremacy. And then a very beautiful dua, which is common, and most of us know this dua, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيَ يُنَادِي لِلْإِمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. Allah, we heard the caller calling us, inviting us towards iman, we have brought iman. Rasulullah SAW gave this da'wat, he made tabligh of deen, and we embrace iman through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the dua goes on towards the end. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Before that, Allah, remove our sins, wipe out all our sins. And Allah, give us that which you have promised to us via our messengers, via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Jannah that you have promised us. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah, do not disgrace us, do not humiliate us, do not embarrass us on the day of Qiyamah, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Oh Allah, you'll never go against your word. You will never break your promise. Ya Allah, it is your promise. So Allah, give it to us on the day of Qiyamah. Do not humiliate us. Immediately after that, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah responds. Allah says, أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. I will never destroy and let it go to waste the good deeds of any one of you, be he male or female. ذَكَرَ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever it is, whatever good deeds you have done, Allah says, I will not just throw it away. I will not nullify it for no reason. In other words, I will fulfill my promise. So when this verse was revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O believers, obey Allah, obey Rasulullah, so some by doing good actions, do not destroy your good deeds. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, we were under the impression that whatever good deeds we were doing, it was being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any restrictions, any conditions. Whatever good deed we did, we performed, and we were under the impression that Allah would readily accept it. And now Allah talks about, do not invalidate your good deeds. Do not destroy your good deeds. We became very, very worried and concerned and perturbed. And then we realized and understood it was the major sins in our lives and offenses that a person does, immoral actions that will destroy his good deeds. And this made us overwhelmed with fear that now we were so careful whenever we did any wrong action that it must not destroy our good deeds. So we refrained from it totally. And if a person slipped, he made tawbah immediately so that his good deeds do not become nullified by himself. It does not destroy all his hard efforts. The verse was revealed, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. O believers, do not raise your voices above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. And don't speak aloud like how you speak to one another in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَنْ تَحْبَطْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Lest your a'mal, your good deeds become destroyed and you are not even realizing that your good deeds are being destroyed. A sahabi by the name of Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu ta'ala, he was an orator. He was the khatib of the Ansar, the khatib of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't go into the detail where once some people made some objections, or a person claimed Nubuwat, Musaylam al-Kazab, he claimed to also be a Nabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not bother to answer him. And he said, Thabit, you reply on my behalf. So Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu ta'ala, he naturally was a good speaker, he was an orator, he had a very loud and very powerful voice. This verse was revealed that do not raise your voice above that, above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala, when he read the whole verse, that if you do so, your amal will be destroyed. He remained in his home, he did not come out of his house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen. Imagine, so many sahaba are present. And suddenly he asks, Aina Thabit? He asks Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala, Sa'ad, where is Thabit? Is he not well? Is he sick? I haven't seen him a few days. So Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah sallam, he's my neighbor. He hasn't complained of any illness. So he goes to check. Various narrations have been mentioned, and the gist of this narration is that Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala goes there, and then he pleads to Thabit that, what's the problem? Why are you not emerging from your house? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking about you. What has happened? He says, don't you know, inni arfa'ukum sawtan. I have the loudest voice amongst you. This verse, unzilat hadhi al-ayah, this verse has been revealed, and I fear that my good deeds now will be nullified. I fear that I am now an inmate of Jahannam. Inni min ahli an-nar. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sees this is the problem. And this is what Thabit bin Qais is saying, that innahu min ahli an-nar, he is now from the people of Jahannam. Rasulullah says, no. Go and inform him, innahu min ahli al-jannah. He's from the inmates of Jannah. Imagine, he got basharat from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he has got Jannah. Rasulullah then summons him, calls him. And Thabit had been crying, fatafiqa yabki fi bayti. He was crying profusely, that what is going to happen to me now in life? All this time I didn't even realize, and my voice was above that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now, how am I going to control myself? Rasulullah consoles him. أَمَا تَرْضَىٰ أَن تَعِيشَ حَمِيدًا وَتُقْتَلْ شَهِيدًا وَتَدْخُلْ الْجَنَّةِ وَثَابِ Do not worry. For you is Jannah. Doesn't it make you pleased that you will live a praiseworthy life? You will die as a shaheed and you will enter Jannah. But the point I was emphasizing is the fact that the Sahaba was so concerned that the good deeds that they are doing must not become nullified. And therefore in the Quran Allah Ta'ala talks about in the third juz, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts a scene and Allah says, will any one of you be happy to own a huge farm? He's got trees of grapes and he's got trees of dates, all laden with fruit, huge orchard, beautiful, there are rivers running and there's streams running in that orchard, absolutely beautiful, and he has made such an effort and he's got all these orchards and all these trees, and now he has reached old age also, ready to reap the fruits of all his efforts, and he's got children who are dependent upon him. But suddenly there's a whirlwind, a hurricane. In it there is fire and burns out and destroys his entire farm. Will any person desire such a thing? That he becomes an owner of such a farm, making such an effort, and everything is now so lush, ready to just harvest and reap the crops, especially at a time when he is old. And especially when he's got young children to see to. And now everything is now destroyed. Obviously the answer is nobody will desire so. So in a similar way, our deeds that we do, firstly we should have iman, and alhamdulillah Allah has blessed us with iman. This is only the fadl and karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon us. There was a group of people who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they explained that they were believers, etc. Allah says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They are trying to boast to you as though they have done a favor and that they have brought Islam. And now they are requesting the benefits of a person who embraces Islam. قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. Do not come and boast as though you have just brought Islam. Allah guided you. Allah gave you Islam. Allah gave you Iman. Allah gave you Hidayat. And Allah gives all of us a tawfiq of doing good deeds for which we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to have Iman and do good deeds with sincerity, ikhlas. With ikhlas. There should never be riya, ostentation, any way of showing off that I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, and I've given so much, and I'm such a generous person, and I donate to all the organizations, and I do this, and I do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a person who is generous, and for that matter, any good deed a person does, إِن تَكُ حَسَنَةَ يُضَاعِفَ وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنُهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Any good deed a person does and Allah accepts it, Allah multiplies the reward manifold. One simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also certain verses in the Quran also talks about this. Man ja'a bil hasana. You do one good deed, whatever, one good deed. And you get falahu ashru amthaliha. It is times by, multiplied by 10. 10 rewards you're getting. And the hadith says, then it is multiplied much more. 700 times. Ila adhaafin kathira. To many folds. And that is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep on multiplying how much He wishes. And all we have done, one simple deed. Like I mentioned the other day also, a person gives just half a deed or part of a deed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that charity from us because we gave it with ikhlas, with sincerity, solely for the pleasure of Allah. We did not boast to any person. We did not brag about it. We did not publicize our generosity to people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures the deed or the reward of the deed. Allah multiplies it many, many fold. Like how a person looks after a horse and he nurtures a horse. It is a baby horse. It was a foal first. And then it became a stallion. It became a big horse. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nurtures this. Allah multiplies it, increases this, the reward. From just one good deed to right equivalent to Mount of Uhud. This is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّوا وَلَا أَذَى لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. For who is this great reward? For whom is maghfirat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they spend? When they spend after giving any person, they do not boast about the favors they have done to that person. They say there is no favor flashing, and there's no needy bashing. A person does not insult the poor person. He does not ridicule him. He does not hurt his feelings in public or in privacy. He doesn't make him feel ashamed and embarrassed. So a person who gives something, then he does not brag about it. He doesn't remind the person and boast about his favors in front of every person. Say, "Bhai, that carpet I gave you, are you still using it? Or that kurta I gave you, I don't see you wearing it. Where is it?" A person gives with his right hand, such with such sincerity that the left hand does not know. So there is no man and adha. There is no boasting about the favors. It doesn't insult him. It doesn't give him taklif. Therefore, Quran says, what should our attitude be? If a person cannot give any charity, he doesn't have the means at that moment, he doesn't want to give that particular person for whatever reason, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَىٰ. Then kindly tell the person, "I do not want to give anything, I do not have anything." Be kind, polite, courteous to the person. That is better. And maghfirat means at some times you have to pardon the beggar or the person who is insisting upon you, and he may be harsh toward you. He may say some harsh words and remarks against you. It is hurtful, but just have afun. Al-afu in the bada'atil faqir. When this faqir is giving you some harsh words, then just overlook it. Oh, you are seeking Allah's forgiveness. Then, wallah, I did not chase this beggar. Ya Allah, I spoke to him in a nice way. Qawlun ma'roof. In a nice way, I sent him off. That is better than giving so much of charity, after which you boast about that favor. So, when a person gives charity, and he boasts about the charity he gives, he insults the person, then this also becomes a cause of our a'mal being destroyed. Like I mentioned, when a person raises his voice over the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Sahaba, I gave the example. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, this also applies to you and I, in the qabr al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when you're standing before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's qabr, then too, as though when we are sitting in his gathering, then too we are not allowed to raise our voice above his, then too a person should be quiet and silent and make sure he is not loud. Even in the majlis of hadith, in the daras of hadith, a person has to respect the words of Rasulullah being recited. In such gatherings also, a person should not raise his voice above that, above the hadith that is being recited. If a person raises his voice, then ulama have mentioned, then there is fear also that his a'mal will be destroyed in the hereafter. Hasad, jealousy. In al-hasad, ya'kul hasanat, kama ta'kulun naru al-hatab. how many times we've heard this hadith. Jealousy actually consumes, it eats up, it devours a person's good deeds. Just like how fire burns up wood. Something very, very common among, even amongst the scholars. May Allah protect us from becoming mahsood and hasid. Let us look at the good of the person. Who is giving him? It is Allah. We should not now complain and why has he got this ni'mah and why haven't I got that ni'mah? I wish that bounty be, he must be deprived of that bounty. It must be taken away from him. This is hasad. This is jealousy. Then in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, مَن تَرَكَ صَلَاةَ الْعَصْرِ فَقَدْ حَبِتَ عَمَلُهُ. That person who misses his asr salah. Of course, one should not miss any salah. The five salat, every salat is compulsory and we should read our salah on time, etc. But specifically salatul asr has been mentioned, like how the mufassirin have mentioned in the tafsir of hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta, preserve your salat, be mindful of your salat, especially the middle salat. Most mufassirin commentators said that is referring to salatul asr because it is the time generally a person is closing up his shop, his factory, is returning home. It's the time of ghaflat again and he will barely make it at home, it's already maghrib, so he discards his asr salah. Or if he does read it, he's reading towards the end of Asr Salah, like how it is mentioned in the hadith, like a bird is pecking its beak onto the ground. This goes up and down without any khushu, without any khudu, without any feeling. He's just going through the motions of Salah. So that should not happen. That person who discards his Asr Salah, then he has destroyed his actions. Then another person who has been mentioned, and the explanation is given, they are two brothers. And one is a very pious brother, always doing good. And the other is impious, he's evil, always doing wrong and sinning. And the good brother keeps on telling his other brother, the sinful person, that, hey, change your life, be good, do good, stay away from haram. Until one day, this good person, the good brother, the pious one, loses himself, he becomes angry, and he says, you know what? Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you. Immediately the response comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man dhal ladhi yata'alla ala Allah? Allah aghfir li fulanin. Who is that one who is so bold and brazen and so courageous and says and takes an oath that I will never forgive that person? Qad ghafartu lahu. I have forgiven him. وَقَدْ أَحْبَدْتُ amalak, and have destroyed your actions. The one who was pious, been good all his life, but because of this statement he made, who is he to make a statement that Allah will never, and taking a qasam on Allah, that Allah will never forgive his brother, who is a sinful person. Who is he to make such a statement? Who gives him that permission to do so? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry and Allah says, you know what? Your good deeds I have destroyed and I have forgiven the brother. These are things for us to bear in mind. That so many times we are doing good deeds and I mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Even an atom's weight of good deed you do, Allah will never deprive you of the rewards, but we have to have sincerity in us. We have to do those things that, or we have to abstain from those things that are not going to destroy our a'mal. Shirk. Ulama have mentioned, قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَيْنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. A person who associates partners with Allah, then all his good deeds, whatever he has done in this world, everything comes to naught, to zero. It is destroyed. He becomes from the losers. So that is a shirk al-jali. When a person believes in Allah and he associates partners with Allah. So this also destroys a person's good deeds. Then a shirk al-khafi. The lesser shirk, but shirk. What is this lesser shirk? A person is performing salah and he realizes somebody is watching him. فَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ صَلَاتَهُ. Now he begins to make his salah even more better. So now he is not reading for Allah, but is reading out of show and ostentation, then this is a shirkul khafi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, listen very carefully brothers, we know the harms of Dajjal, We know what damage and what harm, colossal damage Dajjal will cause to the people in this world. Every Nabi warned his Ummah about Dajjal, the harms of Dajjal, the coming of Dajjal. In one hadith, Rasulullah says, cannot inform you something more severe or something more severe and or worse than the advent of Dajjal and the harms of Dajjal. What was it? Rasulullah says, this shirkul khafi, this hidden shirk, where you are doing things not only for Allah but for people also, out of riya and ostentation. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَاءِ يَعْنِي الشِّرْكِ. I was the most independent of any partnership with any person. I didn't need to be in any partnership. Who asked you to partner me in that particular deed that you did for, with somebody else in the world? So now collect your reward for the deed that you did from that particular person and don't come to me. Will it be possible to go to any person on the day of Qiyamah and reap any rewards for any good that we did in this world? No. Allah says that I am the most independent of any partnership. So don't do anything for me and to show others. Therefore, in one hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, إِنَّ يَسِيرَ الرِّيَاءِ شِرْكٌ. Even a little bit of riya. A little bit of riya is shirk. Sometimes a person thinks, no, a person has to do many, many things out of riya and ostentation. But here, even a little bit of riya, this is also shirk. And then ulama have mentioned that a person who in privacy, he breaks the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In public, mashallah, he's doing very well. Then such a person, because he is not obeying Allah ta'ala in privacy, and he's flouting the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person, his good deeds are also being destroyed. In fact, he mentioned, Rasulullah mentioned to the Sahaba, لَأَعْلَمَنَّ أَقْوَامًا. I know very well of a group of people who will come. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will bring such hasanat, such nekiya, such good deeds, equivalent to the Mount Jibali Tihama. Tihama mountain was a very famous mountain, very huge. So he says they will bring so much of good deeds. But Allah Ta'ala will make it haba'a manthura, like scattered dust. The whole mountain into smitherings. He's got no reward now. Like one verse is, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُنُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. A person does good deeds thinking on the day of Qiyamah he's going to see all sawab, and he goes there. What he did not anticipate, that becomes apparent to him. It is not accepted. And I mentioned why it's not accepted. These were some of the causes. So sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Sif lahum lana. Describe them to us, so that we do not fall in this category. And we may become wary and cautious, so we don't also fall prey to such a thing. What is it? How come? Why? Who are these people? He says that their salat is just like you. Innahum min jildatikum. They've got the same skin. They are pump people like you. And their salat also is like yours. And their ibadah just like you. But when they're alone, then they forget Allah is watching. Then that hypocrisy comes out. What they did in front of people, they pretended they were very, very pious and they were very holy people. But in privacy, they flouted the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They broke the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such people also, their a'mal will be destroyed. Therefore, Allah ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Do not invalidate your good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of doing righteous deeds. May Allah give us a tawfiq of preserving our deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deeds. Iman is the first condition. We must have iman. Second condition, ikhlas. The third condition, do the deed according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fourth is, let us not destroy these deeds by doing these type of actions that I have mentioned. These are some of the actions mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ that destroys a person's good deeds. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.